Well, good morning, and we welcome you to Bethel United Methodist Church, and we welcome you at the 11 o'clock service, too, because we want to welcome you to come into an attitude of fellowship with one another, encouraging one another. So it's very important that we welcome you and to know that you are welcome anytime, anywhere. We are a congregation that accepts all people, no matter where they are, no matter what they've done, we accept it under the grace of Jesus Christ. I finally realized one time, a couple days after I was here many years ago, there was a saying on the front of the church. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think Phil told me that it came from Alex Knight. Now, I don't know that for sure, but I think so. And it says, seeking the life and grace as the way of life. I did a radio ministry some years ago, and the title of my radio ministry was The Word is the Way to Life. And when I saw that on the front of the bulletin, I thought, well, you know, how accurately does it proclaim the gospel at Bethel United Methodist Church? The gospel of Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh. And where I got that title for my radio ministry, The Word is the Way to Life. It's a very simple way of saying Christ is available to all of us, and the Word made flesh leads us to life. Not only life here on this earth, but eternal life. And I reflected on that in John chapter 1. We've been doing John, and little John and big John, John 1, John 3, but we've been doing the book of John in the lectionary for the last few weeks. So this is what it says. In the beginning, the Word already existed. God already existed in the beginning. And Jesus, was with God, and He was God. He was in the beginning of everything with God. He created everything there, and nothing exists that He didn't make. Life itself was in Him, and this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. That's what we feel, and that's why we feel that it's so important that people have a relationship with the living God through Christ. And we want to make that environment as special as it is in Bethel. From 1834, they've been doing just that, the body of Christ. So we have a lot of heritage to live up, and we got Heritage Sunday coming up soon. And just wanted to reflect on that a little bit and welcome you to Bethel Online. I don't really have any announcements of any upcoming events other than we are open. Donnie puts it on the sign out front. We are open, and we are. Now, we enjoy fellowshipping and doing the online service, but we really like seeing you in person. There's something about the personal touch, the eye gate to our spirit when we see one another. And if we can't hug, we can do a bump, or we can just wave or whatever, but we always want you to know that you're welcome at Bethel United Methodist Church. And if you're seeking the Lord of grace, that's the place to find Him, or just to build upon your relationship with Him already. Happy birthday! Any happy birthdays I don't know about, but I want to tell you something interesting that happened last Sunday afternoon at Centenary Camp. Sage, which is one of our youth group, and a couple of the other youth were all sitting at the table having a barbecue sandwich, and somebody mentioned about Sage's birthday. And I looked over to him and I said, "Is this your birthday?" He says, "Yeah." I said, "You know what? Whenever we sing happy birthday at the church, and sometimes we don't know who's having a birthday, and we sing happy birthday anywhere, I just wanted you to know we sang happy birthday to you today in church." And he got the biggest smile on his face that you can ever see. So that's what we'll do. We'll sing happy birthday and happy anniversary. Even if we don't know who they are, God knows, and you can receive it in a spirit of love and grace. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And anniversaries. We always celebrate anniversaries, too, even though we're not sure sometimes who they are or where they are. But anniversaries are real special. It doesn't always have to be a wedding anniversary. It can be a job anniversary or some other special occasion. And it was really cool. Last week was Announcement Sunday, and it was announced that Judy and I be returning to Bethel for another year of ministry. And Travis said, "Now that's an anniversary." So we sang, "Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you." Well, hope and pray everything's going well in your life. But we'd love to see you in church at 11 o'clock. And we thank you for your love, your grace, and your support of this ministry, even all through this COVID thing. I see a light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is the light of Christ. Have a good day.